Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. In today's episode, you will learn a process that will assist you in reflecting on all of your successes the past year, how to set goals for 2019, and you will have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session that can assist you in building a new foundation for the changes that you want next year. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast inspiring, informative, and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. If you're enjoying these hypnosis recordings and you'd like more, visit my web store at www.hypnosis.media. On the store, you'll find hypnosis programs that can assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns. The holiday sale is now active, and you can receive 50% off your entire order simply by entering HOLIDAY50 at checkout. As the new year approaches, it is a time to reflect, noticing and appreciating the changes that occurred in your life, and also observing the goals that were not met. Reflecting can help you to develop more insight into your experience the past year. It is this self-reflection that can then assist you in setting your goals for 2019. I have created a free gift just for you to assist you with this self-evaluation process and your goal setting for 2019. You can download it by clicking the link in this description or by visiting www.mindinstitute.online/pl/57165. You will find many of the self-reflection questions that we discuss in the workbook, as well as many more. And you will also find in the workbook an entire template that will assist you in formulating your goals for 2019. So for a moment, begin to reflect on your achievements for the past year. What are you proud of? What did you learn in the past year? What are you thankful for? What, if anything, would you have done differently this year? Were you able to achieve what you wanted to? And if not, what got in the way of your success? What had the biggest positive impact on your life this year? And what had the biggest negative impact on your life this year? After reflecting on the past, you can begin to create and develop a plan for the new year. What do you want to accomplish in 2019? Is there anything that you want to learn or improve? Are there personal qualities that you would like to cultivate? What habits or behaviors would you like to change? And what is your number one goal for 2019? Once you've reflected on these questions and gathered the information about what you would like to achieve in 2019, take this information and turn it into clearly defined goals that are believable, realistic, and obtainable. Usually, people choose goals that are unobtainable and/or unrealistic. And when they don't succeed, they lose motivation to move forwards. Realistic goals must be believable and obtainable in order to be achieved. An example of an unrealistic goal is letting go of 50 pounds in 1 month's time. Not only is it unhealthy, but it's also very difficult to achieve. Chunking down is a technique that is used in NLP. We chunk down the big goal into smaller, micro goals. So if someone would like to let go of 50 pounds, then we would chunk this goal into a series of micro goals. So for example, we would take the 50 pound goal and break that down into, say, 5 micro goals of 10 pounds per month. And we can chunk that down even further to 2.5 pounds per week, which is totally achievable and, most importantly, healthy. If someone would like to make $1 million, chances are that's going to take some time. A goal of $10,000 is much more believable and achievable. And we may chunk this goal down to $2,500 per month. Chunking goals into micro goals assists people in developing more motivation to achieve. By experiencing the positive feelings and rewards that reaching one of their milestones provides. Every time that an individual achieves one of their micro goals, they experience reward and pleasure. And this keeps them moving towards success. When people set goals that are too large, they become insurmountable, and then they're setting themselves up for disappointment. Individuals that chunk their goals down are more likely to succeed in the long run. Another thing to remember when setting clearly defined goals is that the subconscious mind does not register negatives. This is why it is so important to keep the goal in positive terms, and it's equally as important to word the goal in present tense. For example, we wouldn't create a goal that is, on January 31st, I will be 125 pounds. Rather, we would set the goal as, on January 31st, I am 125 pounds. A proper goal is believable, achievable, present tense, realistic, and stated in positive terms. Once you have a properly created goal that is believable, achievable, present tense, realistic, and stated in positive terms, you have a goal date. This will be the date when the goal has been achieved. You list all of the positive benefits that making this change will provide. You describe in detail what this goal will look like, sound like, and feel like, and you make the description as detailed as you can. You list any obstacles or barriers that you need to overcome to reach the goal, as well as any resources that you need or require to overcome those obstacles or barriers. And you come up with an indicator that will signal you when the goal has been achieved. Before participating in the upcoming hypnosis program, it's recommended that you complete the self-evaluation and the goal-setting exercises. When you're ready to participate in the hypnosis session, you can find a place where you won't be disturbed for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, begin to focus on your breathing. Feeling the coolness as you breathe in, and feeling the warmth as you breathe out. The coolness as you breathe in, and the warmth as you breathe out. Let every breath that you take from this moment forwards relax your body more and more. The deeper that you move into relaxation, the better that you feel. And the better that you feel, the deeper that you go. Mentally examining your body for any areas of tension. and just allow any tension to begin to release. Releasing more and more with every breath that you take. With every word that I say. And you can continue to allow yourself to drift and float into the ideal level of relaxation that is just right for you. That level of relaxation where the mind becomes more open to receiving positive, beneficial suggestion and instruction. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And as I count from 10 to 1, move yourself further and deeper into relaxation. Starting now at 10. Nine. Eight. Seven, deeper and deeper relaxed. Six. Five. Four, relaxing more and more. Three, two, and one. As a result of participating in this exercise, you have become aware of the change that you want to make in your life. And perhaps this is something new. Or perhaps you've wanted things to be different for a long time. Maybe you've tried to make these changes before. Or maybe you haven't. But you're here today, and you're making a new decision to make this change. The ultimate way, the only true way to ever change permanently and forever, is simply by changing the inside. Inside of your own mind. And you've changed your mind many times before, permanently. Changing your mind is easy because it's like turning. And you've turned many times before. When you were a baby, you learned how to turn. You turned over to have another view or to relieve discomfort in your body. Or simply because you could. Or because it was time. Turning is something that you have always done. It comes naturally. Since you were an infant, you've learned how to turn in lots of ways, and you've gotten very good at it. You've turned a corner while driving. You've also turned while walking. Maybe you were going one way and decided that you didn't want to go that way, so you turned around and walked the other way. Or maybe you've turned while dancing. And when you did, you saw new things from a new angle, in a new way. So you can realize now how easy it is for you to turn. turning away from some things and putting them behind you, and turning towards better things and keeping them in front of you. And now you can turn over this new leaf. And I wonder if you can allow yourself to think back to a time when you made some sort of change in your life. And that change may have been something difficult or something significant. And you didn't like how things were going back then, so you decided to stop. And you changed. And you moved forward. You simply chose with every fiber and every cell of your being to do things differently. You did that within your own mind. And I wonder if now you could do it again. Simply choosing to make up your mind and deciding to change. So you put something down and you pick something much better up. You flip one switch off and another one on. You push something away. And you pull something wonderful, exciting, and new forwards. And you turn in a new and beneficial way. That's right. You turn and accept new information that is helpful to your goals. You take in new ideas, new ways of being, new ways of doing things that are best for you, for your highest good. And you become more open and willing to see things differently. Seeing things differently than you have in the past. Opening more to positive influences. And because you're more open to positive influences, you find yourself moving into a life of freedom, success, and into a new reality. You simply make a decision with every fiber of your being to make change. And you can choose to let go. Choosing to let go of things that are no longer serving you. That's right. And maybe you choose to let go of thoughts, or ideas, or beliefs, or imprints, or anything that is no longer serving you. Just choosing to release those things in whatever way that you need to. That's right. And beginning to recognize that there may be new thoughts, beliefs, perspectives, feelings or emotions that you'd like to adopt now. All of those things that you need to create a new reality. I wonder if you can become aware of what needs to be done. Becoming aware of what needs to happen next, so that you know what to do and you make it happen. So that you're able to see yourself and your thoughts and your actions in new ways. Ways that are clear. So that you understand that you have new wisdom, new clarity, and new vision. Oftentimes, people become aware that the answers are actually so easy and the changes so simple. That it's a lot easier and a lot simpler than we perceive. And all that was ever needed was simply to make a choice, a decision to change and to turn. So that you know exactly what to do and how to proceed. And so you take a moment now and focus on your goal. Focusing on your goal for just a moment. That image of you, seeing it so clearly. Seeing yourself out on your goal date. Just seeing it. Feeling it. Feeling the pleasure, the reward, the excitement that you made it happen. And as you step into that positive image of yourself, let it flow through your entire being so that you become it. And I wonder what you feel. Maybe there's a sense of pleasure or a feeling of empowerment. But just let that feeling flow through your consciousness from within, so that you can feel it and access it now. So that you can make your mind up. And so that you can begin manifesting this immediately. Moving forwards, and it feels so good. Knowing that this time, you can make it happen. Simply by deciding, by choosing, and by turning towards this goal. That this is your decision. And that you are connected with your inner power. That you can move towards this. That you are ready. Connect with a feeling inside of desire, the desire to achieve this goal. So that your desire fills you with determination and willpower. So that you feel the desire building powerfully inside of you. And so that your self-control and your willpower grow so strong that you change your life automatically. You have what it takes. You can believe it and deserve it. This is your goal, and you are ready to move forwards towards it. Doing what is needed and whatever is necessary to achieve what you want to achieve in the safest, most comfortable way for you. That's right. And even after you've emerged from hypnosis, this image will be strong within you. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, bring yourself back into the room, back to full waking consciousness and awareness. But before you do that, I'm going to give you one final suggestion. And that suggestion is, every time that you look at, hear, or touch water, it will remind you of your goal image. Now, bringing all of that wonderful feeling back to the present moment, back to the here and the now. In a moment, as I count from 1 to 10, you'll return to full waking consciousness. And when I reach the count of 10, you'll open your eyes and you'll feel great in every way. Beginning now at 1, emerging from relaxation. 2, coming up. 3, 4, emerging from relaxation. 5, 6, coming up. 7, 8, 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. The more that you listen to this hypnosis session, the more it will reinforce your goal into your subconscious mind. I recommend that you listen to this program as much as you can over the course of the next 21 days. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and that you found it informative and inspiring. If you would like to learn more about hypnosis, please visit my personal website at www.donaldcurry.com. And if you would like to learn hypnosis, either for yourself or to help others, visit the Mind Institute at www.mindinstitute.ca. Take care and be well until next time.